Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Holly, I am really holding back.
Why?
Because I am used to being in the studio by myself. And Blink 182, his tone is very similar to mine. And I'm usually just blasting, singing along with him.
Don't stop because of me.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably not going to, so just beware. I was like, why am I holding back? It's Holly.
Yeah, why are you holding back?
I'm just used to being in the studio by myself. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Picking my wedgies and stuff.
Oh, you can do that too.
Yeah, we'll do it together.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexis, Holly, and Ellie with you this morning. Jace is on vacation. And wow, we had puppies here. What was that? Was that Tuesday or Wednesday,
That
Holly?
Was on Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, doesn't that feel like 10 years ago?
Yeah, the Animal Humane Society stopped by. Not only did Brittany from the Animal Humane Society stop by the show and was on to talk about the walk for animals, but with her, she brought puppies.
God.
She brought a whole litter of puppies. Now, behind the scenes, I've been emailing with Brittany, and one of the things she asked me, is it okay if I bring a puppy or can I bring a litter?
What's
okay? I emailed her back. Yes, bring all the puppies.
as many as you could possibly bring.
As many as possible, Brittany. Come on in. We are puppy forward here at My Talk.
And she brought five.
She brought five litter mates.
Oh my gosh, all girls. They were heeler husky mix.
Oh, I'm sure they were beautiful.
Ellie. Oh my gosh.
And
your
so
eyes
much.
Were like crystal light blue.
With little needle teeth all over you.
Oh my God. Yes. And the Cheeto breath and everything.
Yeah. Well, and Alexis was holding a puppy throughout the interview. And I kid you not, it was really hard to wrangle her to even get back on the air to ask questions.
I would say I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, okay?
But well, you know what? It's all because the Animal Humane Society's Walk for Animals is on May 4th.
Yes. Join our team.
And Alexis and I are co-captains of Team My Talk. And you just go to mytalk1071.com, keyword animals, sign up, join Team My Talk. And our goal is to have the most diverse animal population team out of all the teams walking in the Walk for Animals this year.
You know what? We're on our way. We have a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
We have a hedgehog.
That's right.
We've got a pig.
Uh-huh.
Are those the three?
Those are the three that we can confirm so far.
Okay, so what are we looking for?
Well,
mini horse.
Rooster?
Mini horse. Mini horse. Yes.
Oh.
Get a mini horse.
And full size.
Oh,
and
full size.
With mini and the big old horse.
Get a pony. Get all the three sizes.
We need a pony and a donkey. Okay. We also need a cow.
Yes.
And then she also mentioned that there was a chicken on a leash.
Yes. Last year, there was a chicken on a leash. We can still do that.
Yeah.
I love goats.
Oh, I need something with udders because my goal.
You want to milk it?
I want to milk the udders. I have never done that in my entire life. I need to squeeze. A squeeze. Just I need to.
You want to do that at the walk?
Yes.
That's so weird.
Okay, take it back. Don't bring your goat. Holly's being creepy.
Holly's gonna milk it.
Yes. At the Minnesota State Fair last year, I want to milk a dairy creature. What, a cow?
You
a goat?
What?
Who else makes cheese?
Oh,
anybody?
What else can you milk?
Yeah.
Sheep?
Yes, Ellie. Sheep?
That's right.
That's
yep.
right.
People?
Why am I thinking of like hamsters and
I'm
stuff?
I'm drawing the line at humans, Ellie. I'm just humans need
a touch of relief, though, man. Woo.
Yeah, but get a machine
you're making
for
milk
that
and
or
stuff
something.
Like that. Oh my God, you feel like you're just gonna burst sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be responsible for that. Hug a machine up.
Yeah, we got machines for that. You're
machines?
Right. You're right.
Honey,
yeah.
That's not my job. That's
yeah,
right.
No, that would
I
be weird if you were milking
this.
No, we're this is no, but the Walk for Animals, we do want the most diverse animals, and we got really exciting news yesterday from the Animal Humane Society.
But also, can we just jump back to the milking of the cows or goats or sheep?
Oh, sure.
Let's really make that a goal this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think you revealed that at like the first or second day of the fair.
Yeah.
But we'll set that up beforehand. So
you're
going to be milking. It's happening this year.
Yeah. Okay? All right. We're going to manifest.
So we're putting that out there. If you have an animal
that needs some relief.
<That's> Yeah, okay.
That's right. Because I want to get it so it launches.
Yeah.
And then I want to get it into another animal's mouth. You know those old school pictures where there's a barn cat?
Wait, what? And so what do you mean launch and then into another animal's mouth?
Tom and Jerry, the other cat?
Yes. What? You've seen pictures. There's a barn cat. And somebody's milking a cow.
And just squirting
and somebody,
it.
Yeah, just squirts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that, okay.
All yeah. right. I want, you know, a long distance squirt.
Yeah, you don't want a bucket. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, we've really visualized what's going to happen here. Uh-huh. So, okay.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. But in the meantime, you're right, we're walking for animals May 4th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
You know, and if you can't join us... You can donate virtually. And one of the things that Brittany, she did share, has little as, yes. you know, what your dollar amount goes to. And it matters. I mean, you're giving life-saving, little donate, you know, small amounts of donations can go to life-saving medications for these
huge
animals.
Impacts.
Huge impacts. You know, you're getting antibiotics for animals that need them. You're going towards spaying and neutering these animals and taking care of them. So really, truly, every dollar does count for the Walk for Animals. So if you can't join us in person, you can join the team virtually.
Yes.
But we would love to, for you to join the event.
My top keyword, animals.
And such good news yesterday.
Yeah, let's talk about those puppies.
Oh.
So, they came up for adoption, went live yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday morning.
And we've refreshed. And actually, I'm surprised who's left. Because, and that Donna Valentine has not adopted this one yet.
She's been getting some peer pressure, Alexis.
She really has. So, we won't be part of that.
No.
But, Ellie was her favorite. Ellie, dog named Ellie. Do you need a dog?
Don't stop it.
Ellie, Alexis, I want you to go to animalhumanesociety.org/adoption. Right. And I want you to look at your namesake pup. Because how cute would it be, Ellie the human walking down the street.
Don't do this.
Ellie the puppy.
Oh! 2 months old. Blue heeler, Alaskan husky mix. They're just darling. But
you just gave me two reasons why I should not do that.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Yeah, you got to be ready. Okay, Ellie and Jenna, they are still available to be adopted. The other three gone. They're quick. Mm-hmm. Quick little pups. So Addie and Annie, who we were holding, Annie was very calm.
Oh, extremely.
Addie was like,
I'm
ready to bite and kick and stretch.
And lick.
Yeah. So that will be really fun. Hopefully a high energy family as well. So check that out. Please join our team. And especially if you got an exotic pet and willing to put it on a leash and bring it on the walk. We'd love that.
Yeah. You can bring your gerbil in like a wheel.
Yeah. It can get exercise too. It can go on the walk.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe just
10 meters.
That's fine.
That's all we're asking.
Yeah. The walk is a mile long.
Yep.
You can choose to participate in the walk or not. There are plenty of activities to do at the walk for animals.
Yep.
That don't involve being on the walk. So just come and be a part of this community and fellow animal lovers. And it's just going to be an amazing time.
Sure is.
Oh.
Just like the solar eclipse on Monday. And I cannot wait. But I got to get prepared. And I'm wondering if you are too. We'll talk about that and some TV next.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Cute aggression over here. We're seeing some of the animals and bringing their humans to be on a walk with us.
Yeah, we just got an email. Hey, girl. Hey to Laura. She's bringing her dog, Audrey.
Oh, she is so cute.
Wearing a vest and sitting in a stroller.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to die of cute aggression, Holly.
Okay, well, R.I.P. to us.
Yeah, that's a good way to go, though, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just cute aggression.
Spontaneously combust from cuteness.
Yeah, what did she die from? Puppies.
Yeah. I can think of worse ways.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Truly.
Yep. Jason and Alexis in the morning, My Talk 107.1. Alexis, Holly, and Ellie with you this morning. Jason's on vacation. I'll be back next week. Speaking of Monday, it's solar eclipse day, friends.
Mm.
Now, we're not going to get the total solar eclipse.
Yeah, we are not in, what do they call it, the line of totality?
No, we are not.
Oh, that's what they call it, though.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not in the line, 'cause it goes right down the country.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will, of course, experience some of the eclipse, and it will be about 75% visible. Now, it's really more important when you're not getting total totality, total darkness, that so partial like we are, that you get those glasses or like the little, you know, solar glasses.
Oh yeah, don't look directly in the sun.
Don't
without
do that.
Who's done that before?
I really thought about it. I heard about this eclipse and I was like, but what if I went out and looked at it? What would that be like? And I was like, that's stupid, Ellie.
Trust your internal dialogue, girl. Trust your internal dialogue.
And it looks like southeastern Minnesota will see 80% partial eclipse. So that's pretty cool. It will start 1 p.m., peak around 2 p.m., and 3:10 to 3:15. So this is a good time if you want to see it because, the last time was 2017. Remember the hoo-ha about all of that? It was nuts. And so I think the next one isn't for like another 20 years.
Oh, Ellie, do you have that sad Price is Right trombone at the ready?
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Why for are you asking that, Holly?
Well, I'm looking at Monday's weather forecast here in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Light rain.
Okay.
Then remaining cloudy.
It clearly took me a minute, but
actually, that was perfect timing, Ellie.
With showers.
Oh, no.
In the afternoon.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I want to see the moon pass between the sun and Earth. Okay, well, maybe we'll still be able to see a little bit. I got to get those glasses.
Oh,
now the Bell Museum will be selling them for $3. They're also having a viewing party. Of course, you talk to scientists and learn more about it. So I think that will be pretty cool. Schools are preparing for this. It's a pretty cool event that's happening. So
yeah, when there was an eclipse growing up, we made the apparatus out of cardboard where you would be able to stick it out and then you would see the eclipse happen through the shadow created by the piece of cardboard.
Yes.
Because those teachers, they're smart. They didn't want the students looking directly into the sun.
Yeah, that is smart.
Yeah, so I don't know if schools are still doing little projects like that so that students can participate in the eclipse, but probably
passing out glasses, maybe.
Yeah, passing out.
Oh, man, that could be a liability. You're right.
Yeah.
The one kid that's just like, forget this, and looks directly into it.
No, Brayden, no! That's clearly me. I'm like, but what if I'm the one who could, like, see the eclipse without glasses?
Right. What if I have superpowers?
You never know until you try.
Oh, hey, I guess so. But there are lots of watch parties. So the Bell Museum in St. Paul, Science Museum, of course, is doing something. Bethel University has a viewing event. Sibley Park, State Park in Willmar. Wild River State Park. So Winona State University, they're hosting a free event. So lots of different ways to do that. And, of course, protect those eyes. Sunglasses are not the solution. You need those special eclipse glasses if you are going to, in fact, look up, unless you want retinal damage. I mean,
you do you.
I mean, you be you.
But in this case, no, don't be you.
But don't be
don't
you.
Don't be you. We tell you to be you every day at the end of this show. But we're going to have to end today's show with the caveat. You be you. Unless you want to look directly at the sun, we advise that you not be you and wear some protection.
So. Yeah, that is a good, just warning.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. The eclipse. Are you guys going to be... Are we going to be partaking in this? Or
I mean, what is
it? If we're awake from our nap? Maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say. Are we even going to be awake? Also, it's going to be cloudy and rainy.
Cosmic events make me nervous.
We are in a cosmic event, Ellie.
Is it retrograde or something?
Well, Mercury retrograde is happening right now.
Yeah.
So that's astrology. But I'm just saying, we're on a giant rock.
Oh, just in general. In like the every middle, day we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, in okay. the middle of space.
Sure we are.
Rotating around the hot star that is known as the sun.
And it's spinning faster, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
These conversations make me anxious.
Oh, yeah. Are your feet tingling right now?
A little bit.
Yeah. That's when you realize that gravity is keeping us tethered to the earth. But if we didn't have the gravity, we would just be floating around.
I need pot for whatever you're about to go into. What are you talking
Ellie,
about?
This is a very serious and sober show.
Are we going to the planetarium?
Oh, yeah, we're going to watch the Led Zeppelin laser show after.
Yes, please. That would be great.
We are hurtling through space at millions of miles an hour.
That's
you're
right.
You're never not moving.
Yeah, when the sun is rising, means that we're turning.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Truth. Well, if we make it through the eclipse, you might want to go to Junk Bonanza.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got tickets.
Mm-hmm.
These are early bird tickets, so that grants you entry on Thursday, April 18th at 8 a.m. Now, doors open to the public at 10, so that's 2 hours of vintage goodness.
That's primo picking. Primo
sure
picking.
Is. And then, of course, the ticket also includes general admission to Friday and Saturday during their regular hours, which is 9 to 5 and 9 to 4. So if you would like to go to Junk Bonanza, and you can go on Thursday morning, get that early access, give us a call right now, 651-641-1071. We'll take caller 4.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. When we come back, it's 5 Second Showdown. Ooh, everything Plunkett's Pest Control. I love Plunkett's Pest Control. Wow, Patrick's been coming to my home now for a decade and getting the job done. And thank goodness, because living in the woods, man, we've encountered a lot of critters, mice, ants, spiders, roaches, silverfish, so much more. Wasps, of course, and bees. And now's a great time to have a technician come out, check out your home, make sure that you are ready. Because, wow, they're coming and they want to get in. What's so great about Plunkett's is that they will help you with guard your home. So if you are looking to have them come out one time, that's great. They can take care of business, or you can sign up for their annual service like I have. So you can just call them up and they'll come and take care of it. So call Plunkett's Pest Control. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact them today at Plunkett's.net. Make sure you check out their home guard, Plunkett's.net. Jason and Alexis in the morning, My Talk 107.1 at 7:32 on Friday morning, April 5th. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, it's Friday.
Hey.
Woohoo. Hopefully you have a real fun weekend planned, or maybe it's just nothing. And that sounds really nice, doesn't it?
That sounds super fun.
Oh, Alexis, Holly, and Ellie with you this morning. Jace is on vacation. Hey, Ellie, do we have a winner for our Junk Bonanza?
We do indeed. Congratulations to Sasha, Minneapolis. Ooh,
fabulous.
Ooh, go pick that junk.
Yeah.
Pick that junk, Sasha.
Junk Bonanza. And it's also time for a game. It's our 5 Second Showdown.
Very well. You have 5 seconds. Seconds.
5 seconds. Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game, 5 Second Showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Dun, dun, dun. Ellie, do you remember how to play this game?
I think so. You just kind of have to answer in 5 seconds.
That's right.
Yay! Yeah.
Very easy. Name 3 things. Boom. There you go.
Yeah. I'm quick like that.
I've got the app. We'll start with you, okay?
All right. Where are we starting?
Holly.
Okay.
Our names can be kind of similar when said quickly.
Yes.
Oh, Holly. Oh, yeah. I guess so. Holly, you're first.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Name 3 sports commentators.
Ooh. Bob Costas, Mike Tirico, and Johnny Weir.
Nice. Nailed it. Right, Ellie?
Yeah.
You ready? You sound stoked. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Name three Japanese meals.
Katsu curry, rice, kombu, miso.
Nailed it.
I just kind of started saying Japanese food words at a certain point there, but
eat a snake.
Japanese food is really, you know, simple that way. It's a lot of clean ingredients.
Right. Rice.
Rice.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right, here we go. I've got name three kings. LeBron James, Michael Jackson, and Lear.
All right. Okay, went in some directions that... Metaphorical kings?
Works.
Fictional kings?
Sure.
We'll take it.
Okay, moving right along. Holly!
Yeah.
Name three local places for a weekend vacation.
You could go to Duluth. You could go to the cabin. And you could go to Chicago.
Up north, I should have just said.
North.
No, north.
Go north.
I'm going to north for the weekend.
Oh, fun.
No, I'm not. I'm working. I wish.
Oh, okay.
We're like, oh, tell us more. We're like, we're going to live vicariously through you.
Catch me in this booth tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah. All righty. Here we go. Ellie. Mm-hmm. Name three actresses from English-speaking countries.
Anyone from here? What?
No,
I said it like a single actress.
Nailed it!
Yeah, you got it.
Every I've been prepping dirt alerts. Like I've written the name. Eight actresses this morning.
It's the time crunch. It's like a
I couldn't even think of the first name of a woman.
Yeah. Right. That's why this game is so fun. You can play along. All right, here we go. Name three numbers. Pi, 1, 2. 8675309.
Name three numbers. 1, 2, 3.
Thanks, 5 Second Showdown.
Nailed it.
You're the best. I'm kind of terrified now to see what kind of shenanigans this game is going to be asking.
Ooh. Holly.
Oh, okay.
Name three animals that can lay eggs.
Ooh. A bald eagle, a chicken, and a platypus.
Yeah. You know your animals that can lay eggs.
That's right.
Love it. Okay, Ellie. Name three politicians that are currently active.
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump.
There they are.
It's an election year, people.
That's right.
Sure is.
Wait, did you know?
Yeah, did you know?
Fun fact.
All right, here we go. Name three household chores. Sweeping, vacuuming, wiping, bathroom cleaning.
Wiping what?
It's like, is wiping a chore? Depends on how you're doing it.
It might be a delight.
Remember, everyone, front to back.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That can feel like a chore sometimes. Oh my gosh. We won't go into there that detail. Holly, all right. I think we have time. Yeah, let's go.
For a couple more 5 Second Showdown rounds.
Some more rounds. Here we go. Holly, name three things that can be closed with a zipper.
A jacket, pants, a parachute?
What?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know the mechanics of a parachute.
I don't know either. Some zipper in there,
like
right?
like a baggie? What do you keep your parachute in?
It's not a quick release zipper though.
That's true. Okay, so I failed.
Maybe there's buttons.
Yeah.
Tent. You know what?
Yeah, a tent. Good one. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I used to do equipment repair for a summer camp, but a lot of tent zippers get broken.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, having to replace those.
It's like 90% of my job.
Yeah. Oh, another zipper. Ugh. All right, Ellie, name three objects that you can use to light a fire.
wood flint lighter?
Yeah, that was the right question for the right person.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, like, isn't there like a crystal or a you crystal. Magnifying glass?
Yeah, you could use a magnifying glass.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant by crystal. Don't, can't you read my mind, Holly? I mean, come on.
Your magic fire crystal. Yeah.
I'm going to at you the next time you come into the studio and you bring in three crystals set at 12, 9, and 6. And you start to do this ritual. What are you doing, Alexis? I'm trying to make fire.
Lighting a fire, Holly.
Okay. You do you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, here we go. My turn. Name three ways you can get a red card in soccer. Kick, bite, talk back to the ref, punch. Anybody get a red card in sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went straight red. I've had yellows.
I was a defender in soccer.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of my job to get the red card.
You're like, I'm sweeping up those red
cards. I'm like twice the size of the other kids. They're like, Ellie, don't kick the other player. Kick those players. Yeah.
Don't kick. Do it.
Slide tackle.
It's okay. All right. One more round. Let's do one more. Okay.
One more round of 5 second showdown. Here we go.
Holly, name three things a teacher does.
They write on boards, they grade papers, and they hand out stickers.
Oh, that's true.
The correct answer is everything.
Yeah, I was going to
say. Yeah, this is for the teachers.
Yes,
teacher, teacher, teacher.
We love you.
Okay, yeah, that goes on for a while there. There we go. Okay, Ellie. Okay, yeah. Name three local movies.
Ooh, Fargo. Ooh. Gee.
That is hard. Mm. What about beer?
What about beer? What the hell are you talking about? Local beers?
Yeah.
Well, how about like movies like Grumpy Old Men, that Jingle All the Way, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, Mighty Ducks. That's
Jingle
why they were here.
Jingle All the Way?
Yes.
That Jingle, was us?
That was. Girl, we own Jingle All the Way. That was filmed in Minnesota.
Oh, really? Because winter looks so bummery in that movie. It's not a good winter.
It's not a good winter. No, it is not a robust winter. But that movie was made here in the Twin Cities, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
I'm not sure I'm proud of
Sinbad.
That.
Sinbad. Oh. Oh, okay. I'll find what that movie is that I'm trying to think of. Oh. All right. Should we just, you know what? Let's just close this up. You know what? We can't beat that.
What movie are you thinking of, Alexis?
I don't know, but I'm going to Google it because now I'm like, wait, hold up.
That it's set in Minnesota or it was filmed in Minnesota?
It was filmed in Minnesota and there was a brewery involved.
What?
Oh, we'll figure
Drinking
that out.
Drinking Buddies?
Yeah. Was
it recent? Sorry,
no,
now we got to like figure this out.
No, it was a few years ago because I remember getting like press stuff for it. And it was a romantic comedy. Let me see. Rom-com. Okay, you know what? Let's see.
Well, you can celebrate the movie Grumpy Old Men filmed in Wabasha because the American in Wabasha is Grumpy Old Men themed. The whole hotel.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. New in Town.
New in
Renee
Town.
Renee Zellweger was in it. Harry Connick Jr. was in it as well.
That movie was 15 years ago.
That's a deep cut, man.
Girl, I told you it was a while ago, okay? We've been doing this a long ass time, all right? I'll be here 20 years this summer.
Yeah! Cheers to that!
Oh, and we got to do a big cheers to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we'll tell you why. The Booth Things here today. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning, My Talk 107.1. Happy Friday, everybody. Alexis, Holly, and Ellie, can you believe it? It's already Friday.
Yay! Woo! I get to do laundry this weekend.
Oh.
What? How exciting. Gotta go to the laundromat. Gotta wash that duvet cover.
Nothing beats, though. Fresh sheets, fresh duvet cover, right?
Yeah. Ugh,
laundromat.
Yeah.
I haven't had to use one of those in a while.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. When you got the big guns. You got the duvet, the towels, the things that need, like, heat blast.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Yeah. Those big.
To go to the laundromat.
Well, now I feel like I should be doing that.
Well, yeah. Man, you can put so many things in those big laundry machines.
Mm-hmm.
And those big dryers.
Whew. Yeah, that's actually really efficient.
Holly's hot tips.
Holly's hot tips.
Go to the laundromat.
That's right. Hey, I love those plants. If that's all you got going on, amen.
Well, and other things too.
Yeah. We do have, well, okay, big brothers, big sisters, love them. We played pickleball and, you know, our Dingleberry, the bear.
That's right. Well, Big Brother, Big Sister, Twin Cities was our show's charity of choice for this last year's Project Down and Dirty. And we raise money for them. It's a fabulous organization, and we love supporting them.
And a great way to support them is their gala coming up. What do we know?
Ooh, it's the big night. And there are tickets still available to this. And it's a really fun way, engaging way to support what Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Twin Cities does in our community. Here are the deets. Friday, April 19th. So that's a week from, no, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
So you got some time. And it's at the Depot in Minneapolis.
Oh, love that venue.
Yeah. So there's a reception with a silent auction, raffle sales, and you got dinner at a program. And then the party kicks off. They've got a live karaoke band, games, late night nibbles. This is a whole thing. You're going to want to put on hard pants for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get down.
And get down.
Let's get less crusty.
Yeah.
And get out there and support Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And, of course, you can meet a lot of the bigs and littles as well.
Yeah.
And learn more about their story. So, yes, if you'd like to go, you know, just check it out.
Yeah. And we'll see you there. Your organization and the money goes toward Big Brother, Big Sister, and you're going to party, you're going to meet. Yeah. And maybe it's the time. Maybe you've been thinking about becoming a big to a little. You know, and there is a need out there. There are lots of littles who are waiting for their right match, and you could be one of those. So, you know, just go check out Big Brothers, Big Sisters. You can check them on social. You can go to their website. Also, you can purchase tickets for their gala, The Big Night. It Takes Little to Be Big 2024. They're available for purchase right now.
Love it. Fabulous. Well, we hope to see you there. Also, Grand Old Days is back for another year.
It is.
Which is awesome news. It came back last year after, pandemic.
Hey.
COVID, you know, all the things. But this is great news for St. Paul.
Oh, yeah. So Grand Old Day, the big old party that goes up and down Grand Avenue. Well, it was in jeopardy even kind of before the pandemic. You know, it takes a lot to organize these big events. And so it was kind of like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's happening. Grand Old Day 2024 is back. And it's bigger than ever. There's going to be music. There's going to be parties. There's going to be all sorts of things. And that happens on Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Love.
And I have to say, I have not been. Sorry. I had this. This is a safe space.
Oh, at all?
Yeah. I've never been at all.
Oh, really?
So last year I was out of town.
Yep.
And couldn't avoid those plans. But this year I'm going to be there.
Yay.
And it's going to be a massive party. And I'm very excited about it. This year, Sunday, June 2nd. So this is the largest free one-day festival in the Midwest. Now, if you want to enter the beer garden and you want to enter some other specialty places, you are going to have to buy a wristband.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That is okay. And
it's super fun.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I've been many years, but it was pre-pandemic, and it's just fun to walk around. You can bring your dogs.
And Alexis, there's wiener dog races.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very dog friendly. So, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Some plans for the summer.
Yes.
See a Twins game, Grand Old Day, Big Brother, Big Sister Gala coming up, and maybe Sunday. You're going to be watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's the finale.
It's the end of an era.
Wow.
It is the end of an era. Curb Your Enthusiasm, after almost a quarter of a century on the air. You know, the original season, I believe it started in the year 2000. This is it. You know, and Larry David, essentially, it's kind of like he's been able to pick up and work on these episodes as much or as little as he wants to.
Yeah.
You know, HBO is just kind of like, okay. You ready to do some more episodes? Great.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. And so Curb Your Enthusiasm is ending for real on Sunday night. I'm so sad.
Oh, it is kind of sad. Now, I've watched a few episodes here and there, but I it's one of those shows that, like, we have to watch so much TV for this job that there's some shows that I'm like, one day.
Now,
that's a lot of seasons to get through, and maybe I'll have to get like a list of like must-see episodes, but you know, definitely there's certain things that kind of pop forward that you're like, yep, in pop culture, at least, it made it beyond the show. But that is one of those shows that I'm like, wow, I got to watch more. Chase, I know, has been discovering Curb Your Enthusiasm. So do you have any idea of how it will end?
Well, there
or
are
any things you would like to see, Holly?
Well, there are theories.
Okay.
There are theories about how Curb Your Enthusiasm is going to stick the landing. And the theory, and I agree with this theory, that Curb Your Enthusiasm is going to reflect the finale of Seinfeld back in 1998.
Okay.
The series he co-created with Jerry Seinfeld. Now, the series finale to Seinfeld was very controversial at the time. Spoiler alert to a show that ended almost 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yep. Be careful here, Holly. No.
The four main characters ended up in a jail cell.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing, the whole series of Seinfeld, these characters are not really the best people, but that makes them so endearing. And so there's a lot of theories going around that Curb Your Enthusiasm will end in a similar way, because this season, the story arc, one of the story arcs is that Larry David is in a trial.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it will end in a similar fashion. And Larry David, his persona on Curb Your Enthusiasm is reflected in the Seinfeld character George Costanza. I mean, essentially, like, George is kind of a stand-in for Larry's point of view on the world.
Yeah.
On Seinfeld. So, I look.
Ooh, sorry.
Okay. If you have any theories and you want to share with us, please email the show. At us, social media, Holly D. Roberts, Lexi in the Cities, My Talk 107.1. Love to hear your thoughts. And we'll talk about some of those. And also, cicada.
Oh, I got a question for you guys.
Ooh.
About cicadas.
Okay.
And I've got the answer to the question.
All right. It's all next. Be right back.